This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
In Milwaukee, a symphony orchestra led by a black conductor is trying to use music to bring some comfort to families who have lost loved ones. As Gabby Vinnick reports, this week the group put on its annual memorial concert for missing and departed children.
The next piece we'll play is Mother's Sacrifice.
The sanctuary of the Central United Methodist Church is decorated with Christmas lights and wreaths up on the walls. The Black Diaspora Symphony Orchestra is playing a concert to honor lives lost this year, whether from gun violence, COVID-19, or other causes. It's open to anyone who's lost a loved one. Many of the players in this Milwaukee-based orchestra are people of color, and many in the audience are too. The conductor, David Hellman, says the group's mission is to bring Black and Latin composers to the forefront of symphonic music. He likes to remind the musicians that many in the audience are listening to this genre for the first time.
Nobody is aggressively seeking us out. You have to want Black and Brown folks in your audience. And you have to play things that are relevant to us.
Hellman founded the orchestra last year. This is only the group's third concert. Musicians come from all over the state to participate, and many players say music has the power to convey messages when words fail. Hellman says people of color have contributed to all fields of music.
I'm tired of symphonic audiences that are so white it looks like a Klan rally. No more. No more. I am tired of Black and Brown people in America who think that we didn't write anything in the symphonic catalog.
The orchestra is part of a larger organization Hellman founded called the Black String Triage Ensemble, which sends string players to the scenes of shootings to play music and help communities grieve. Milwaukee had more than 200 homicides this year, breaking the city's record for the third year in a row. Autumn Maria Reed plays the string bass for the orchestra, and she composes music herself. She says as a Black and mixed race person, she's often felt alone in the classical music world, but not anymore.
Now I know, like, with my friends that I've made in the ensemble, that I'm not alone.
Reed lost two of her own relatives to gun violence in Milwaukee. Her last message to her cousin was a composition she wrote. He died last month. Another cousin died last year. She also performs with the Black String Triage Ensemble.
One of my fears of performing that I've actually, the first time I've ever disclosed this to anyone is showing up at a call and it's my own relative, you know?
That's Austin Baer, singing as the lead vocalist at the concert. He graduated from UW-Milwaukee with a vocal performance degree. Baer says that with homicides going up, change is necessary.
I think there are still things to be fighting for and to be speaking on and movements to still be had.
Hellman says nothing can take the pain away from families who have lost children or loved ones this year.
But I think that you can take your sadness, you can take your fear, you can take your disappointment, and metaphorically, you can put it on a boat and you can send that boat away.
Hellman hopes to expand the group and offer more comfort to grieving families. The orchestra's next concert will be for Juneteenth, the national holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. Gabby Vinnick, Wisconsin Public Radio.